From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The International Monetary Fund's chief economist, Maurice Obstfeld, says global economic growth has been too slow for too long. He said this disappointing growth rate could worsen.
The New World Economic Outlook anticipates a slight acceleration in growth in 2016 relative to 2015 to 3.2% rate of growth, followed by a further acceleration to 3.5% in 2017.
Economic and financial officials from around the world plan to gather in Washington this week for meetings of the World Bank, the IMF, and the G20. The Italian Coast Guard says nearly 2,000 migrants and refugees were rescued Monday off the Libyan coast. Meanwhile, Austria says it is planning to reintroduce tighter border controls along the country's border with Italy amid fears of a new migrant influx. A suicide bomber killed at least four people in Yemen's southern port city of Aden. The attacker detonated his explosives among a group of army recruits. The attack came despite a ceasefire between pro-government forces and Houthi rebels. Officials from NATO and Russia are scheduled to hold their first formal meeting in almost 2 years. The officials are expected to discuss Ukraine, the security situation in Afghanistan, and military activities on April 20th. Two Turkish soldiers were killed and at least 50 other people were injured when a car bomb exploded at a military base in Turkey's Kurdish southeast. The attack late Monday targeted a military outpost in the Hani district of Diyarbakir province. Turkish authorities have blamed the bombing on the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party. This is VOA News.